Leeds in the primary colours, blue and amber, Huddersfield of course. In the claret and gold, we'll play right to left as we look in this first half. Hicks blows time on and we're underway in this round 13 fixture. Halfway and away from the line, Hinchcliffe waits at dummy half. Comes the short side to Akuma Tai. Here's Akuma Tai! And Akuma Tai has scored for the Huddersfield Giants. That's way too simple. Just short of 5 minutes gone here at the John Smith Stadium. And Huddersfield are on the board. It's the big man Akuma Tai who gets over, and the Giants lead by 4-0.
Very, very simple. That's too easy try there for the Giants. They've put a big man on a little man. Akuma Tai's come down the short side and brushed off Jordan Lilly. He's into Watkins, and he was just too big.
Here's Danny Brough with the conversion attempt. He's pushed that to the left-hand side of the post. Sutcliffe drops it onto the boot. Here comes Jordan Lilly. Jordan Lilly reaches out, and Jordan Lilly has scored. 25 minutes on the clock here, and Jordan Lilly hits back for the Rhinos. Liam Sutcliffe with a little kick. Jordan Lilly, the first man on the spot, and he touches down by the side of the post, and it's Huddersfield 4, Leeds 4.
Lovely little kick there by, was it Sutcliffe? And Jordan Lilly's flown through a little hole there, I think. They tried to run him off the ball a little bit, but he's found his way to the path of the ball. Picked up the ball and put the ball right down next to the post. Fantastic.
He's put the flags up, Jordan Lilly. Leeds lead by 6-4. You'd say this is harsh on Huddersfield, this scoreboard.
It is, but momentum's a funny thing, you know. Like, I always talk about it when we play. Once the momentum swings, it's hard to get back.
Here's Jordan Lilly with the penalty, and he's put the flags up here at the John Smith Stadium Super League Live. It's Huddersfield Giants 4, Leeds Rhinos 8. So that means half-time here at the John Smith. It's Huddersfield 4, Leeds 8. And despite the defensive frailties of both sides, it's been an entertaining first half. And the 20 Brough with the long ball, 3-on-2. Chance here, Akuma Tai to Murphy. Gene Oldsby for the corner, and Gene Oldsby has scored! 4 minutes gone in the second half, and Huddersfield are level here at the John Smith Stadium. It was a sloppy pass to start the move off, but the bullet pass from Danny Brough to Akuma Tai was a beauty. Gets it to Murphy, and Murphy sends Gene Ormsby in at the corner, and it's Huddersfield 8, Leeds 8.
A pass that hits the ground and then results in a try. They've just gone through the hands to the edge, and Murphy scored a great try in the corner.
The cheers are coming up, the flags are up here at the John Smith Stadium, where Huddersfield are back in front. They lead the Rhinos by 10-8. 8.5 gone in this first half as Burrow at dummy half jumps, gets it away. Walters is short, he's in. Josh Walters has scored, and Leeds have hit straight back. 8.5 gone in this second half, and Leeds are back in front. And it's the grand final hero, Josh Walters, who crosses for the Rhinos. And how a rugby league game can change in the blink of an eye. Leeds lead by 12-8.
And he's just gone straight through. There's been some contact with him, but it hasn't really troubled him. And he's put the ball down about 20 metres in from the touchline.
As Jordan Lilly tags on the extras here at the Johns. The Huddersfield Giants 10, Leeds Rhinos 14 to 1. Here's Connor, great hands to
Connor.
Cudjoe dumps it over the top to McGilvery. McGilvery cuts it field. McGilvery puts the burners on, and McGilvery will score! 19.5 minutes left here at the John Smith Stadium. And Jermaine McGilvery crosses for the try, and we're back level here. It's Huddersfield 14, Leeds Rhinos 14. Great rugby league from Huddersfield Giants. Here is Brough with a conversion attempt. Brough with a kick has stuck the flags up here at the John Smith Stadium. Game on here, don't turn your radios off. Huddersfield 16, Leeds 14. Couple left in the set, 12.5 left here. Burrow at dummy half with a dummy. Rob Burrow has scored for the Rhinos. 12.5 minutes left here, and Rob Burrow has pulled a rabbit out of the hat. Big dummy that's been bought. Burrow sticks the head down, gets over the line, and Leeds are back in front.
The back rower, I think it was, and he's just slipped through a little gap, which is all, as I said before, Rob Burrow needs, and he's just dotted the ball straight on the line for a nice four-pointer.
With the conversion attempt, sticks the flags up here at the John Smith Stadium. It's Huddersfield 16, Leeds 20. If you're a gambling man, Grant, you wouldn't be putting a bet on this game at the moment.
Not a
you?
Chance, I was just about to say that.
Brough will drop it off to Murphy. Murphy comes back, Murphy straightens up. Murphy with the offload, big offload, chance for Jake Connor! And Huddersfield have scored! 7 minutes left here at the John Smith Stadium. Aaron Murphy turns to the creator that time. Puts Jake Connor through a huge, huge hole. We're locked up again. It's Huddersfield 20, Leeds 20.
Leeds just trying to hold their line and not give him a slot to run into. Connor's found a hole and Murphy's put him through with a lovely pass.
As Danny Brough sticks the flags up here at the John Smith Stadium. Strap yourselves in. 2-point ball game. Huddersfield 22, Leeds Rhinos 20. Out the back to Brough. Brough gets it out to Roberts. Roberts is over. He's held up.
Great tackle.
Just short of the line. He's been held. He's gone over and been pushed back as Wood at dummy half. Crabtree has been turned on
tackle.
His back. Oh, immense defence from the Rhinos. And he's going to go upstairs. Crabtree's claiming he's touched it down. Video referee decision. Incoming again. Try's been given on the field for Crabtree. Has Earl Crabtree wrapped things up with 73 seconds left?
Looked like two great try savers in a row, didn't it? But
the
obviously the ref's seen something here that we haven't. So
here is the decision. If you're given a try on the field, they've got to give the try. Here we go. Here's the decision. Try's been given. And Earl Crabtree has won this game for the Huddersfield Giants. And is that the end of Leeds' top eight hopes?
Looks like it, unfortunately, for Leeds.
As Brough with the kick, sticks the flags up here. That's it. Full time here. Siren has gone. And the Huddersfield Giants pick up win number 3 of the season. Thanks to this 28-20 victory over the Leeds Rhinos.